Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. How do we fight? How do we get that resolve up? How do we, you know, put up our fists and fight for what's right? How do we defend our families and do what needs to be done and then pass that on to our kids?
You know, it's interesting, Yvette. We were lobbying for a piece of legislation back in the, I guess it was the 90s, and a pastor, a good friend of ours who was a pastor, was lobbying with us too. And at that morning in my daily Bible reading, I had read this passage from 2 Samuel 23, 11 and 12, and I want to read it to you because I really can't tell the story without reading this, and it's so powerful. And it says, this passage is telling of David's mighty men. Next to him was Shammon, son of Agi the Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammon took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. So I asked my friend who was the pastor if I was taking my interpretation of that passage out of context. And I said, you know, I just felt like it was this little lentil field that evidently meant nothing else to anybody in the Israelite army except for Shammon. And he, when everybody else fled, when the Philistine troops came, he stood firm. And it doesn't just say in scripture that God gave Shammon his lentil field. It says God gave a great victory that day. And I have to believe it was not just a great victory for his family, but for Israel, or I'm not sure it would be notated this way in scripture. And so I think when we stand for our families, if God is calling you to homeschool, when you stand for your family in that way, it's like taking your stand on that little plot of land that you may think has no significance to anybody in the world but your kids. But God is telling us here, when we stand firm for our families, when we fight for the integrity of our families and the discipleship of our children, and when we, you know, when we nurture them and teach them and do the things we talked about in the last episode, that God not only gives us that little plot of land, which is our family, he says he gives a great victory. It's sort of like an exponential victory. We have this little effort, and then God turns it into a much bigger deal in terms of impact. And so I just believe we need to homeschool in faith and love and protect our families in faith, knowing that even when we can't see what God is doing, his hand is at work to bring about a great victory.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.